and I'm Wazalini at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. It's still unclear how movie star Heath Ledger died. The New York Medical Examiner says the initial autopsy results are inconclusive. The Australian-born actor was found unresponsive in his apartment yesterday afternoon. Ledger was pronounced dead at the scene. He was just 28 years old. The medical examiner will perform more toxicology tests. Those results won't be available for a couple of weeks. Republicans and Democrats are working together on a plan for juicing up the economy. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is meeting with bipartisan House leaders again this afternoon. It will be their second meeting today. They haven't worked out a plan yet. Possible elements include individual income tax rebates, new tax breaks for businesses, and extending unemployment benefits. Residents of Gaza have been pouring into Egypt by the thousands to buy food, fuel, and medicine. Militants blew up and bulldozed much of the border wall. Despite Israel's security concerns, Egypt says it will keep the border open for now. In Kenya, opposition protesters set a government building and nearby cars on fire. It happened after police hit them with tear gas at a prayer march for victims of tribal violence. Former UN Secretary Kofi Annan is in Nairobi trying to mediate the disputed presidential election that sparked the violence. Striking writers and studios are back at the bargaining table. They'll start informal discussions today. The main issue is writers' compensation for movies and TV shows sold on the internet. The Writers Guild is now withdrawing its demand for unionizing reality and animation shows. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.